It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business, connecting your business so you can grow and thrive. And also compliments of RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.
Cuba, like the United States, Canada, and China, may be counted among some of Barbados's closest friends. When COVID hit this island 2 years ago, Cuba provided nurses to help with the medical shortfall. Not surprisingly, because the two islands have ties dating back to early independence, and made firm with the bombing of the Cubana airline off Barbados' west coast in 1976, and an annual reaffirmation at a monument to honor the dead. Cuba under Fidel Castro was seen as a threat by Washington, as was the case in the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February. The United States imposed a trade ban and held millions of dollars from being accessed by Havana. Since 1962, Cubans have not been allowed to do business with American firms. These include PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. Now, Cuba is turning increasingly to cryptocurrency as a means to pay for foreign imports and allow their citizens to own an asset class seen as an investment against the rising cost of living. The rollout of internet services 3 years ago opened the door to a growing number and acceptance of cryptocurrency. With more than 5 million Cubans using mobile internet, unofficial estimates put the number of Cubans using cryptocurrencies at somewhere between 100,000 and 200,000. Cryptocurrencies are volatile, and just like money, there is the reality of criminals lubricating their schemes to trap unsuspecting citizens. Late April, the Cuban government stepped up regulations to protect consumers when its central bank announced a license is required by any person doing business with virtual assets. It seems Barbados, Cuba, and the United States do have one thing in common. For the cryptocurrency holders, traders, and prospective owners, we do hope you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be informative and educational. And if you did, do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business, connecting your business so you can grow and thrive. And also compliments of RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.